The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
The day of Eid, you know, since I'm sure I'm not the only one who feels this way, is a day of mixed emotions. On one side, we are happy. Of course, we are happy because of where we have been, right? Where we have enjoyed the greatness and the graciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have been encompassed in His subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. And there are many qualities that we have gained over this time, or at least learned how it feels to have these characteristics like God consciousness, taqwa. We experience what it feels like to have it. We experience what it feels like to have sincerity in this month. And we have been promised that if we do the best that we can and that we avoid sins, that we would indeed be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa Ali Muhammad, says in the tradition, wa'alamu ibadallah, know all the servants of Allah, inna adna malis sa'imina wa sa'ima, that the least, yeah, the least thing a fasting man and a fasting woman will receive is that on the day of Fitr or on the last day of Ramadan, a caller will call out, yeah, an angel will call out saying, Abshiru ya ibadallah, congratulations, be happy, O the servants of God. Faqad ghufira lakum ma salafa min dunubikum. For indeed you have been forgiven for all that you have done in the past. Now, of course, we have to remind ourselves, right? Just because we are forgiven, inshallah, that doesn't mean that we are, mashallah, new people. We are new in that there's a clean slate that we have, but our characteristics are still the same. And this is where we hope that we strove and we worked hard in the month of Ramadan to try and at least experience what new characteristics feel like. And maybe even some of us struggled enough to adopt new characteristics. But if you think about all of that, all of these things that we have, inshallah, been able to attain in this month of Ramadan, it's hard not to feel happy. We should be joyful. It's not just about eating and drinking and that I can get my cup of coffee today or I can have lunch today and I can have a snack today. No, it's about having been somewhere and having accomplished something that we then, as the awliya of Allah, as the mu'mineen, as believers, feel a sense of appreciation, a sense of gratitude, joy and happiness at inshallah what we have been able to accomplish. But on the other side, we find that we have also a feeling of sadness too, right? Again, because of where we have been, because of what we will now miss out, you know, the extra benefits come to an end, right? Sleep is no longer ibadat unless we do wudu. And then even then, oversleeping might be problematic, right? Breathing doesn't become a tasbih. A simple act is not magnified or multiplied. How can we not be sad at losing out at these opportunities? We don't know. We don't know if we will be alive next year. Inshallah, we will, to once again experience the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there is a feeling of sadness at what we're missing out. There is a feeling of sadness now that we are bidding farewell to being the special guests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and having been invited to the banquet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, when you leave a guest, when you leave a loved one, there's always a feeling of a little bit of sadness, right? Here we are leaving the special banquet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No doubt we are filled with sadness, trepidation, right? Our fourth Imam As-Sajjad alayhi salam, when he talks about bidding farewell to the month of Ramadan, he says, فَنَحْنُ مُوَدِّعُوهُ وِدَاعَ مَنْ عَزَّ فِرَاقُهُ. He says, we are bidding farewell to this month with a type of farewell that it hurts us, it pains us, Ya Allah. I don't want to leave, right? And it's the Imam obviously having fully understood what the month of Ramadan is, not just about the hunger and thirst, but there was something deeper in there. There was something more beautiful in there. And so you find that we have these two emotions that really balance us out, you know, where we are not overjoyed, nor are we overly sad, but we are happy. We are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this opportunity. And I think that this is where I want to draw a quick lesson about the importance of staying balanced in Islam. Islam, this month of Ramadan, one of the gifts that we get coming out of it is that we are taught the importance of balancing ourselves, not being too sad, not being too happy when we come and celebrate the day of Eid. Balance is essential in life, and one of the most important qualities that a believer must have. A believer must be balanced in their faith. They cannot allow their faith to be overzealous or too critical or have too much tawalla and not enough tabarra. There has to be a balance in our faith, and without balance, we are never on the right trajectory, right? Likewise, we are expected to be balanced in characteristics, right? So we don't allow our anger to lead us all the time. Rather, we should be in a controlled state. We don't allow our desires to overcome us. Rather, we should be in a controlled state. We do not allow our imaginations to run wild. Rather, we should be in a controlled state in the ilm, in the study of akhlaq. This is known as i'tidal, to have balance in life, right? And it is only when one has balance when they are on sirat al-mustaqim, heading towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, we are expected to be balanced in emotions. What does Allah say in the Quran? He says in Surah Al-Hadid, verse number 23, لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْ عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا تَفْرَحُوا بِمَا آتَكُمْ, that you do not despair over that which has been taken away from you, nor do you exhibit pride at what has been given to you. I think this month of Ramadan is a very beautiful description of what Allah expects when it comes to this balance. And so what we see is that this gift of balance is very important. We need to learn to apply this balance into our lives, whether it is when we check our emotions. You know what makes Amir al-Mu'mineen the Amir of Mu'mineen is that he was balanced. Amir al-Mu'mineen could be the bravest warrior, but yet he could be the most loving and caring companion. He could be the most eloquent in speech with those who need guidance. But yet Amir al-Mu'mineen could be one who is firm when it comes to those who need an awakening. This is what Allah describes as the qualities of the believer in Suratul Fath. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Muhammadun Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, walladhina ma'ahu, and those who are with the Prophet, ashidda'u ala al-kuffar, they are hard, yeah, with those who transgress, wa ruhuma'u baynahum, but they have mercy and compassion with those who have similar qualities as them. We need to learn to find this balance. We need to learn to find a balance in our characteristics. But you know, the one area that I think we need most balance in, my brothers and sisters, is that we need to make sure there is balance in our social lives. When it comes to society, social balance. What does social balance look like? You know, social balance means that I am not happy if there are people who are not happy. Yeah, that it's not enough that I am satiated, that I am filled, when there are people who are not satiated. It is not enough that I am clothed when there are people who are not clothed. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants us in this day of celebration, in this day of Eid, to not forget about this balance, that there are people in this world who are going through extreme hardship. There are people who are going through extreme difficulty. We see what's happening in Kabul, in Afghanistan, in Palestine, in Syria, in India, in Yemen. We can go on and on. And even locally, we have people who are struggling because of COVID. As I celebrate today, I make sure that I say a special prayer for those who are enduring difficulty, that inshallah Allah can create a social balance. But I also try my best through donations, through the giving of whatever that I can, through the supporting of any causes, through the signing of any letters, any petitions, whatever it is that I can do to show Allah that, Ya Allah, I am grateful for where you have put me, but yet, Ya Allah, I want to ensure that everyone is on a similar platform, that we can all work towards you, O Allah. And this is where I hope that inshallah we can take this amazing lesson of Shahr Ramadan and apply this lesson into our lives of social balance and balance of all types. And if we can do that, then indeed we would have left the month of Ramadan as better human beings than we entered the month of Ramadan. I leave you with this message. I am grateful that I got this opportunity to speak to you today. Wa akhiru da'wan and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi Alimun Halim Hakimun Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.